Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Okay.
Sound, Nicole?
It's up to you. I seem to be just fine right now. Okay. Indeed, greetings. And it is a joyous occasion to be amongst friends, is it not? What you will find over the course of the next days, weeks, and months to come is that the reunions will be growing. They will be growing in numbers as you re-identify with your true selves. You see, you have been lost on this planet, supposedly. You have been walking toe-to-toe, aimlessly looking for your better half, looking for your true self, looking for your soul group, shall we say. What will be surprising to you is to find out how quickly everyone comes out of hiding. You see, as you reach out and touch your better halves, your true selves, your many components of self, you will find more and more of yourself being restored. You will find you will be remembering bits and pieces of your soul, shall we say, as you go through the process of the soul repair, of the clearing, of the re-identification with your true power, with your true state. It is a beautiful time to be alive. On the other side of the coin is the hardship, is the despair, is the sorrow. And let us address that issue if we may. There are a number of candidates, shall we say, that joined this group and then bowed out. They bowed out due to the fear. They bowed out due to the overwhelming loneliness, which was so pervasive, it caught them in a jam, shall we say. It is important, dear ones, those listening to the recording, as well as those present in our group, that you commiserate with others, that you share your story, that you reach out and touch someone. You see, all of you are traveling the road of ascension. And primarily what has occurred, as we have said, is that you have been amped up. Your energy has been fixated to the point of reaching the higher dimensionalities. This is the good news, yes? It feels quite grand and good to feel those higher energies, to have the sense of your higher self or spirit guide, or perhaps loved one that has crossed over. You all are tapping into your psychic presence and senses. So in that respect, all is well. What it is also doing, however, is revisiting those scenes or scenarios or belief systems that may not feel so good, that are causing you the sorrow, causing you the difficulty. Some of you are feeling tripped up as if, what have I done wrong? I thought I was doing such a good job. In fact, you are all doing swimmingly. We assure you of that. What is occurring is whatever is still in need of examination or cleanup, shall we say, is being presented to you. We have stressed this before, for we knew what you were up against. It is important to recognize when you have these beliefs come slap you in the face, it is not that you are not doing well, it is that you are dreaming literally what you believe. And you are having opportunity to pause and take restock of yourself, to reconsider what is it I want to believe this time around. You see, it is really all up for grabs. There is no past that will determine your future at this point. Everything is in the now and everything is possible as you choose to believe it. Your energies have been stepped up. Those that have been on the path for a while and have been doing their due diligence, in fact, are feeling the frequency even more so. It is challenging at times, but the good news is we are here to share with you your progress is superb, superior, shall we say. You see, you are saying yes. We assure you, if you have found your way to this message, this recording, this attunement, you are saying yes. You are saying yes to you, the whole you. And what you are doing is reintegrating. You are revisiting, reviewing, going back, rewinding the tape, and bringing in that which you may have discarded in the past. It is a joyful opportunity to reacquaint yourselves with self, yes? So, it is important, therefore, dear ones, to surround yourselves with joy, to surround yourselves with friendship, to have the camaraderie of all for one and one for all. You see, you are all in this together, and you are all having similar experiences. Some of you are hiding out in your houses, thinking that you must go it alone, that you are the only one that has the so-called suffering, or the pain, or the sorrow, or the confusion. We suggest you give a mighty old call to the channeler herself. You see, she is going through the same angst, the same worries, the same clearing as everyone else. She attends, shows up for the meetings at appointed times, and she shares the gifts of channeling, but she is not left out of the bunch. You see, you almost climb the mountain individually. There is no one, even an ascended master, that can do the work for you. We can cheer you on. We can give you hints. We can hold your hand, but you must be the one to clear. You must be the one to step into your power. You must be the one to say, yes, I will look at this belief head on. I will examine it, not from a place of judgment, but a place of love, a place of reunion and re-identification with self. It is a grand time to be alive, truly. You are making a mark on history that will go in the history books. Perhaps not the traditional books that you are used to reading. They will go in the records of time, in a time when Earth truly raised its vibration and became a holy place of reunion. So, at this time, we wish to share with joy our attunement to you, our attunement for you, and it is the attunement of love. You see, your natural state is love. It is important, therefore, to remember whenever you are in the angst, whenever you are in the doubtful mind, it is about taking the holy breath, breathing in, breathing out, and reacquainting yourself with self. You see, that is what the breath is about. It is about spirit breathing through the physical vessel. You are spirit, dear ones. The more you realign with this truth, the more that you identify with this truth, and the more that you coalesce with the true energies and consciousness of the love particles, in fact, you will be living and dwelling in the 5D reality. It is here for sure. You often climb in, you check it out, and then you go back to the 3D puzzle. The illusion of time is fading, and what you will soon recognize is you are able to hold longer and longer periods, longer and longer states of consciousness in the union with God, in the union of all souls, in the reconnection of the One. So let us begin. So we ask you to take a deep holy breath in and release fully. And as you do, recognize the power that is within you. You see, you have the power to take the deep holy breath. You have the power to change your mind at any time. You have the power to decide truly which voice you will listen to, which state of consciousness you will hold, and which belief you are now ready to abide with. Truly, you are love itself. So relax, let go, and receive. Receive the truth of your being. In truth, the transformation has begun. In truth, you are already at the finish line. What you are doing is catching up your mind stream to this holy awareness. So we introduce your higher self and invite your higher self to participate even more fully, to be activated even more extensively into your daily affairs. We ask you to bless this union, this reacquaintance with self, with true self. We invite you now to receive your whole self. And so it is. It was funny because my dog was playing with a little chew toy and I thought, ah, how annoying. And then I thought, well, just how perfect, because they're reminding us to be in that state of joy. And here is these joyful noises in the background. And I just thought, you know, just how perfect, because it was really symbolizing what they were what they were leading us to. So I'm going to invite the two of you to ask any questions you would like to. We'll let Valerie in her beautiful setting there to go first.
Well, especially since it's just us three, I'm going to let it rip, and I'm so grateful that we can just be here. So it's been really hard for me, and I've been feeling on and off, like I'm losing my mind, and I've felt despair, depression, anxiety, fear, abject terror, just trying to deal with, well, my beliefs, okay? I know that, but in the manifestation of my life. However, I have also been following their directions, and when you told me to meditate, I truly took it to heart, and I really started doing it, and it has been a gift. So I am reaching higher levels and also coming increasingly to turn to myself, which is what I know, what I write about, you know, so I'm doing that, but still all this crap is coming up, and it feels like my life is going nowhere, no money, no nothing, no work. I got a bunch of rejections today from any number of people, and so a part of me is going, oh my God, and the other part of me is going, my core is getting stronger because I am attaching, I am connecting more fully to peace within.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, that being said, any comments, any encouragement they want to offer me, I am happy to hear.
Well, what I'm looking at is your, what would this be? It feels like your diamond self. There's a core within you. You can read about this. But I'm looking at, like, it's called a diamond self or a diamond core or something like that, but it's glowing. And it's within you, and I suspect it's not a sacred heart. I've seen that. Valerie, say your name for me.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
Yeah, this definitely looks like diamonds, like sparkly diamonds. There are some diamonds that are associated with different rays of the masters. So it may have something to do with that. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Oh, All right, let me see if I can figure out what that is. So let's put that aside. They're saying it represents your core essence, which is beauty and love. And they're saying to remember that diamonds are considered very precious, and that as diamonds are precious, that your true inner being shimmers and radiates of beauty and love and service work. All right, I get this. Somehow it's reflective of, oh Lordy, how do I put this? All right, so how they're explaining it is when we think of our earth life, you know, we just get a lot of tunnel vision about it. So, okay, this year I got to go grocery shopping, I got to make money, I got to do whatever the heck I'm doing. And what we're forgetting is that we're basically earning our eternal beauty, but we're crafting our eternal beauty. And our beauty keeps unfolding and keeps expanding with our with our recognizing our true nature, and our true nature is really an extension of God. And so the different attributes that we create, this is what they're saying, the different attributes that we create as like soul qualities while we're in the incarnations are somehow not tallied or added up, but somehow recorded and represented in these aspects of beauty that we retain as an eternal soul. So it's sort of like, you know, when you do the right thing and no one's looking, when you do service work just because it's the right thing to do, that becomes somehow like embedded in the soul's, I don't understand really, but like in the soul's records, but not like records like on paper, records in terms of the beauty. It almost feels to me like, you know, if you think of Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts and they earn these like merit badges thing, that's like the best way I can equate what I'm seeing is like if you look at the different facets of the diamonds and the beauty of it and the expansion of it and just the volume of it and the tone of it and the shine of it, it represents like all these soul, yeah, I'm getting the chills, it represents like all the soul attributes that you've developed. And you know, when you develop it, like when you develop the compassionate heart that like the Dalai Lama always speaks of, or you develop, you know, kindness that, you know, different masters speak of, or any of those, I'm getting the chills, any of those different spiritual attributes of God, like, and there's God, but apparently there are different qualities. And the masters all hold almost like different specialties. I don't know how else to say it, you know, so Kuan Yin would be the compassion or whatever. But anyway, so as you create this on earth, it becomes it just kind of makes you radiate even more beautiful in spirit or in eternity or however this may work. So all that to say, what they were showing me is it's really interesting because like on the one hand you're saying, you know, I'm doing all the right things, and yet on the linear scale, like where is it already, you know? But what they're showing me is from an eternal soul perspective, your beauty and your innocence, and more than your innocence, your true charm. And when I say charm, Valerie, I mean that into such a what's the word? You're the one that's good with words. Well, the two of you are good with words, but in such a disrespectful way, in the sense that you just radiate. You just radiate. So when I think of you personally, like, you know, when you're always sending out those, you know, petitions, like sign this, sign that, you know, this is important, that's important, those are just representative of your true nature and your true heart and your true spirit. And that's what spirit sees. And that's what you're molding and creating. And all that is stored in kind of like the record books, but also in a very beautiful, you know, it's almost like in spirit, someone looks at, like here you can kind of hide your stuff. So you can put on the makeup or whatever and you can look pretty good. But you know, if you have a good heart or not, that cannot be hidden in spirit. So in spirit, it's all seen. And so what they're trying to say to you is from a spiritual perspective, it just reminds me of Benjamin's science teacher. Apparently he always goes A-okay. You're A-okay in a huge, huge grand way, a huge, huge grand way. And that's very important for you to know. Basically, what you're doing, and say your name again, please.
Valerie.
You're coming head to head with, they're saying, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But sometimes it's just nice to hear the confirmation of it all. You're coming head to head, toe to toe, with that which needs reckoning. So they're saying, in a little way, you got a little caught up in the... Just the nuances of egoic lifestyle. And so because you're about to kind of leap, they're saying like take a evolutionary leap forward. It required you kind of purging the old in order for there to be lighter travel. So apparently where you're going, and you know, it just reminds me because here they are, they're all stepping up. Remember all those writers that we used to always see? They're all stepping up, like forming a line almost. You know what it reminds me of is like, I don't know why, Valerie, but it just reminds me of a chorus line where all like all the dancers kind of line up in a row. That's kind of like how your authors are doing. It's almost like, you know, like they're all participating, like the background for like that main person in a chorus line. And that main person is you, because you're basically the one in the incarnation, in the incarnated state, that's going to be like the spokesperson for all this great wisdom, all this great literary mind.
I can't hear you.
Oh!
Can you hear me?
Yeah!
You said I'm gonna be the spokesperson. Mitzi's on mute, but I can't hear you, Nicole. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mitzi? Okay, hold on. I thought I wasn't supposed to say anything. I was like...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay, so...
I heard you say spokesperson, chorus line. It was all very exciting. Oh, my God.
All right, take
you
your
know
time.
What? Let me go away and come back.
Okay.
That helps.
Okay, Mitzi, you can hear me though, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You are worthy.
I am worthy, yes.
You are worthy.
Yeah. I still feel like crap, but I guess I'm worthy.
I love you guys.
Oh. Okay, let's see if it works now.
I can hear you.
Yay!
Oh my God, I was doing that so much. A chorus line. Yes.
Okay, chorus line.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's think of where we were. One moment, please. All I know is you are worthy because Mitzi's sign says so. So it must be true.
So writer's chorus
line. Okay, so one moment. One moment, honey. It's really interesting how you lost sound during that. Makes me wonder what that's about. Okay, so here's the thing. So what I was seeing is like all these writers, it was almost like the door opened and they all kind of stepped forward and got into line. Just like, you know, the line of people in a chorus line did. And so they were all like, what you remember from that play is like they're all supporting, you know, the lead in that scenario, and that's the same with you, that all this energy, all of this like words of wisdom, but it's beyond wisdom, it's they're telling me it's fifth dimensional awareness. is coming through you, because you, like, it's kind of like you used to say to me a long time ago, you know, you've got the goods. You've got the goods. You've got the instrument in which to present the material. So in order to do it in a way that will attract not the right clientele, Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
In order to do it in a and have it be the... I don't want to say correct, because correct leads you to think that there's an incorrect way. So it's not that, because that's very dualistic. It's like good or bad. It's not that so much as they're trying to hit the right note, because there's like this energetic signature that they're trying to get. It's a frequency, and they want us to understand that, you know. So when we're trying to sell something or promote something or meet somebody or whatever, that there's no such thing as this linear by chance kind of stuff, that it really all is by frequency, because we are vibrational beings and everything like equals like kind of thing, and it's all vibrational. So to prepare you for that event, to prepare you for that next stage, and they're actually calling it a legacy, it requires you to purge and lighten up. And it has something to do with the light that you carry and will be carrying as a result of the cleansing. So on the one aspect, it may be feeling or have been feeling that, you know, it's like I feel like, you know what, and what's going on, and constant rejections and this and that. But in fact, you're absolutely on course. And I know that's frustrating, because from a linear perspective, it's like, yeah, but where's the paycheck? But what they're assuring me is you're actually absolutely on course, because what you're doing is doing the work in preparation for whatever it is you're destined to do. And it has something to do with the light quotient. You how much light you're supposed to be holding. So if you could look at you vibrationally, what you're doing is basically expelling the darkness. Does that make sense?
It's wonderful. Yes, it's just validation that it's yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, so one moment, check one more thing out. And say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
It would not hurt you any to do some type of there's so many ways to do it, but the bottom line is to start Valerie, say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
Anything like to do an affirmation such as life supports me, life loves me, I love me. I love me just sounds so contrite. I don't know that that will work for you. One moment. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Something along the lines, and it's for you to choose what feels right for you energetically, what resonates, but something like life loves me, the universe supports me, something where you feel connected to life serving you, working with you. Connected to the whole, will I kind of feel like that will help somehow. It will help steer your boat. It will help steer your boat. So for me, I would do it like 108 times in my mala, but you can do it in any way that works. But what you're doing, again, and you know this, it's not saying it to say it. It's saying it to the point where it's like you start feeling it. You, so you understand. Okay. I feel like that will be an extra. It just like when you drive a car, it'll give you the turbo.
It's on my to-do list is to record. I've written it. I've written the affirmations. And I just haven't gotten around. I have not had the confidence to record it because I have felt like such a loser as a human. I felt like I don't have the, yeah. I've just been, all my demons of insecurity, of doubt have been, and so I have felt like a failure in that regard. You're not confident enough to do this. And so it's just nice to know. It's nice to hear the, yeah, I'm not just a bag of human neuroses. I'm also a light worker doing heavy work by looking at all those neuroses, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yes, I will do my, I will record my piece, even if I'll probably do it tonight, even if I have to re-record it and write new words. I have to start somewhere and I have to start listening to it.
Mm-hmm. They're saying very good. Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, and like, again, these are old voices from my very critical mother. It's like, if something's not working, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, and I'm like, well, clearly I'm not doing something wrong because everything feels on hold. So, but I know there are different levels, and so we're looking at the deeper levels tonight, and thank God there's movement on the deeper levels or the higher levels.
Okay. And so say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
I'm just tuning into your mom energetically just to make sure the cords have been cut and things of that nature. I know you've done that a million times, I'm sure.
Maybe between me and her, but not necessarily between the negative voices I still keep in my head that are mine, you know?
And say your name one more time.
Valerie.
You know, it's really interesting. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. It's interesting that you're about to record the meditation, whatever you're doing, because that's exactly what I'm getting. So that not only will that help, but that just confirms that you hear really quite beautifully. So I will leave you with that.
Thank you, my friend.
Awesome. All right, so we can read the kitty, we can read Mitzi. What do you want up there? Who wants to go first?
Well, as you know, I have bronchitis, so I haven't done anything. And I decided not to beat myself up about it because I'm sick. And any major effort, just I get short of breath and I'm really weak, I guess. So. Anything the masters want to tell me, or if there's anybody who wants to say anything from the list of my dead or anything, I don't know.
Okay. The list of your dead, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so what they're saying is that actually they say hi and that they're very much alive. And they want to start with that because it's important for you to recognize that. As you're going through the extensive understanding of the death process in samsara and the true, Mitzi, say your name, please.
Mitzi.
Yeah, I'm missing those words. But what I can tell you is part of what you're learning at this lifetime is the reckoning of that, you know, life versus death. And what you're going to come to realize at the end of this earthly life is that life does go on forever, to eternity, and you're going to be receiving, how do I say it, gifts from heaven, shall I say? I don't know what that means. I don't know if you're going to start hearing spirit or how that's going to work for you. But it is, they're saying at this time, it's important for you to reframe how you perceive death. Because the more that you have the, you know, it's sort of like Valerie's working on the meditations to have these new beliefs. The more that you start having the, or continue to have, the belief that life goes on and that the death process really is, how do I say, really a fabrication. It's, you know, it's a, it's an illusionary process that the ego creates for the purpose of sort of keeping the illusion going is really all it is, and that you are on the you're on the verge of breaking through to higher awarenesses about the whole matter. And that's been part of your grooming or training in this lifetime. So they're encouraging you. It's funny how you say one little tiny sentence and they have so much to say about it. But they're encouraging you to kind of get on the train, to get on board with considering the fact or the awareness that there truly is life after life. And the more that you get comfortable with that, and Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
The more that you'll break through, I don't know what that means, but they're saying you're going to break through. They're saying there's no accident, you know me. Mm. And that somehow the gifts I have, you have too, but that you haven't... how do I say it, played with them to the extent that I have in this lifetime. And they're saying, and that doesn't matter because it's only one lifetime, but that they're saying that's a secret. That's like a little hint. They're saying they're trying to give you a little hint.
That I have similar skills as you do that with.
They're saying there's no accident that you know me.
Well, I kind of figured that.
And what else did I say? There's no accident that you know me. There's no accident that you are, Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
I feel like, I guess in other lifetimes maybe, you had the ability to see behind the veil. And say your name one more time, Mitz.
Mitzi.
Yeah, they're saying first things first. They're showing me building blocks that Benjamin had when he was really young, and it's kind of like a block of an A in red and a B in blue and a C in yellow. And the premise is like not to confuse you, to start with the basics. So they want you to go back with the basics, because if you start at the end, and the end being, oh, I have gifts, how do I tap into the gifts? It's sort of like intellectual masturbation, kind of. It's like you can think about it, but you know, okay, well, that was interesting. So they're saying, instead of doing that, start in the beginning. And the beginning is simply to really bring that into your focus and awareness and belief system that there truly is life after life, and that death is actually an illusionary experience, state of being, however you want to use words. And as you hold that belief more and more tenaciously in your mind stream, it's going to do something for you. So I don't know what that is.
Sorry. I kind of thought I already did have that fairly clear.
And say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
They're saying there's a fear about it. What's the fear about?
You're asking me, or?
Yeah, I'm asking you. They're asking you.
I've there have been so many, you know, deaths, if you want to call that, in my life, that I have done a lot of work around it, and I really have felt that I've gotten more comfortable with it, and I do believe in life after life. Fear, I don't know. I mean, I did wonder how much I actually internalized all of this, and I figured I would know when a family member died, and of course my father in the spring, and I think that I accepted it well, and I don't like the term handling it well, but I think that I have, you know, my beliefs have been coherent.
Okay, so what they're saying is, instead, and this is not for everyone, this is for you specifically, and it's got something to do with the awarenesses you're going to have. Okay. They're saying, instead of seeing it as death, see it as transfer of consciousness.
Okay, so it's changing words, I guess.
Changing meaning. Right. Because transfer of consciousness makes the, how do I say this? There's a point to this, and it's actually an important one. Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
Transfer of consciousness changes your belief in death.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about, but somehow you have gifts or experience or revelations coming to you. Okay, so they just, all that to say, they just want to bring that to your attention.
Okay.
That you have, there's just some healing to be done in that area.
Okay.
But they do acknowledge all the ease of your acceptance regarding the most recent passing of your beloved father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that aside, let me tune in and see what else we can bring forward for you. And say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
So, where are you, my love? I'm feeling like you're in a monastery, and I've got all these people sitting cross-legged or lotus position. I don't know where their feet are placed on their laps. But they're all sitting like a whole row here and a whole row here. And you're there as well. And why are they showing that to me? One moment. And say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
You know more than you know more than you're willing to let on, you know. Are you aware of that?
I think so.
Why are they saying that? Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
This is how I feel. I feel like, it's kind of like, you know, you put your hand out and you get slapped, so you're scared to put your hand out again, kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. It's time, how do I say this? It's time to put your hand out, because here's the thing. Even if you get slapped, so you wrap it in a towel, so you put it in the freezer for a little bit. You're coming to a place where, how do I say this? I can just say what I'm going to say. I feel like you're going to start getting bored if you don't start opening up and exploring yourself a bit more. And what I mean by that is it's not that anything's bad is going to happen. I don't feel that at all. I feel like for whatever reason you have spiritual good in a good way that I'm sorry I said it that way, but the bottom line is you have spiritual protection on over you in this lifetime. So it's not that anything bad is going to happen one way or the other. I mean, I feel like you can get through life just fine. But I feel like you're going to be bored. It's kind of going to be the same old, same old. What they're suggesting is to kind of, how do I say this? Take another crack at self, take another try at self, and to your delight, you're going to surprise yourself. You're going to surprise yourself. They keep saying that you have this attitude that like everyone has all these gifts, but what about me? And what they're saying is, don't you find it interesting that you always end up with people that have all these gifts? And they're saying that's hint number two. but that you're the one that has to be the miner, and that it has to do with trust of self. Somewhere along the line, you decided it wasn't safe to trust yourself. I don't know what happened. You got ridiculed, you got yelled at. I don't know what happened. But whatever happened, it left an impression on you. And so you kind of took, how do I say this? I say this with love. You know, I'm going to know that I can say anything to you, and you know I mean well. You kind of took the easy way out. I don't know how else to say it to you. You took the safer way. You got so much grace in your life, you really can't fall. Because even if you're about to fall, someone's going to come and pick you up before you fall on your butt, you know. Or if you do fall on your butt, someone cute's going to come help you up or something. But they're saying that you're missing opportunity, like you're missing golden opportunities that can be had. And it's not, let me say it this way, it's not that it's any like bad mark against your soul if you don't go further in. It's simply that you will be delighted at who you discover resides within you. Those are the words. You will be delighted at who you discover resides within you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I just wish I could have a little help to get to that point.
How to get to that point. Okay. And Say your first name, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time, please.
Mitzi.
Oh man, I hate to have to say this to you. I wish someone else. Valerie, you said this to Mitzi. Goodness. Can someone else step in here and channel this? I have to tell you, I have to say
I'll
this
say
to you.
It.
She would too.
Well, first of all, Mitzi, you gotta meditate just like I do.
But hang on, let me just say it before I forget. I hate to say this, but I have to say it. You play helpless too much. You play helpless too much. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're saying, they're agreeing that it is true, so I have to tell you. You count yourself out before you even begin. You count yourself out before you even begin. You kind of look at your inventory and you're like, yep, I don't have the degree, I don't have this, I don't have that, yep, don't measure out. And what you do is you somehow, how do I say it? You create, okay, I'm just going to say this. You create scenarios to buffer you. You're a very good creator. You're a very good manifester. And somehow, through your intention, through your will, through your desire to have or experience whatever, you're able to create, but... they're saying that you do it in a, not a passive aggressive way. That's not the right word. Hold on. You do it. I know what I want to say. You do it in a way that you think that somehow other people, like you have to rely on other people or somehow other people are the ones that you need to provide your sustenance, provide your needs, or whatever. And somehow you energetically set it up, because remember, this is your dream, so you're creating it all. You set it up to have what you need, but what they're saying is that it's a very, what's the word? It's a very disempowering way to do it. And somehow you're creating this, because remember, you're the creator. This is really all you. And so what they're encouraging you to do is, and when you say, when you then come say, well, how do I do it? How you do it is just to consider their words here. There's a more empowering way to do it when you recognize that you, just you, have everything that you need to create versus, well, if this person will help me, or this person says yes, or this person supports my efforts, or I don't know, but somehow you look to the, what they're saying is somehow you look to the external to buffer you, to bolster you, because I don't know.
To have lost faith in myself.
Thank you. So what they're saying is, on the one hand, you get the job done, but on the other hand, what you keep doing is reinforcing your lack of belief in yourself to do it personally. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's the same problem. Since I don't have faith in myself, I am working on it. A breakthrough would be very helpful to kind of motivate me and encourage me more.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to, we're going to put in an ad for Valerie's tapes or meditation MP3s, which are available. So, but seriously, I'm sure that would be supportive also. But let me try Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
Okay, so decide that you're going to create the breakthrough for yourself. Because remember, you're creating this whole experience.
Right.
After you finish listening to Valerie's MP3s every day,
decide. I've lost faith in myself.
Okay, in the past, you lost faith in yourself. But they're saying,
yes,
you know, this is a new day. And the thing is, truly, 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 with the energies that have been imbued on our lovely planet Gaia, that miracles abound. You know, miracles abound. Truly, it truly doesn't matter what happened in the past, because we can literally create like this. We really can. If we have the interest in doing so, if we have the interest in learning, and that's another reason why they want you to get off this concept of life and death stuff, and to be, not life and death stuff, but to really realize that it's all one. Because the more that you realize it's all one, the more that it's going to become more user-friendly for you, and the more you'll be able to access the love and support that you deserve. You have love, you have a host of supports on the other side of the veil. You have loved ones. In addition to that, you have masters working with you. So if they're working with you, the premise being that I'm guessing that they haven't given up faith on you. So think about that. Think about that. If you have access to masters that know your truth and your abilities, then what do they see in you that you have simply forgotten about? See, and the thing is, what they're trying to stress to you is the more that you wake up to the realization that the new energies are really a game changer. It really is. You know, we all read the books, and you know, people went up to the Himalayan mountains for 20 years and had these breakthroughs and these insights. And the energies that are available now, you can, and you almost feel bad for these guys, but they did it for us. They did it to make it that much easier for us, because we have the ability to walk through this stuff with our intention so much faster. So it's really about claiming the intention to do it. You don't have to know the how, you just have, it's just by the willingness to do it. Just by the willingness to do it, because what you're doing is you're activating your faith. And with that, your higher self can work through you and with you and make tremendous growth opportunities available to you. So I don't know the hows and whys, but it's simply a matter of holding the intention and deciding that, you know, this is what I now intend to do. And it's really as simple as that. So the faith comes from you first, because that's when it's going to be experienced without. But the way you're doing it now, you're doing it backwards, in the sense that you're
always do things backwards.
You always do things backwards. Okay. Well, but today's a new day. You know, today's a new day.
Up until now, I've done things backwards. Would it be useful for me to know which masters are kind of rooting for me?
One moment, please. And say it first time, please.
Mitzi.
Man, I just saw, I don't know whose shelf this is, but I've got this, it's either a bed or a shelf, but I've got all these like dolls lined up, and I don't know if it's one of you guys or someone listening to this, but I've got like, oh my God, I lost the image. Oh man, where is the image? It looks like an elephant, like a really worn out like toy elephant. And then I see a doll that, it's not Raggedy Annie, but it's something like that with the little, oh my God, what kind of shoes do they used to call that? Mary Jane's, you know, those black shiny shoes. Like all these little dolls lined up in a row, so cute. All right, so if anyone knows whose dolls those are, please let me know. Why I'm saying that, I have no idea. So you want to know who your masters are and why are they showing me dolls? Okay, I'm going to get back to you when I figure that one out. All right, Mitzi, say your name, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
I keep getting Kuan Yin.
Okay.
And Mitzi, say it one more time.
Mitzi.
You've got, I don't know if he's enlightened or not, but you've got another master. I have no idea what his name is. He's from another lifetime. I mean, I know you're Japanese, so I want to say he's Japanese, but I honestly think he's Japanese. If it's not Japan, it's like Thailand, it's something like that. I know those two countries are very different, but it's, Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
Yeah, you studied under him. So that's what happens. Once you study under a lineage, you have availability of their presence whenever you need them. Because, I don't really experience this nor truly get this, to be honest, but what they're telling me is there's really no such thing as linear time. It's all occurring. And so look up quantum physics to figure that one out. But because there's really no such thing as linear time, he's as accessible today as he was back then. And it's really funny. He's like snap, 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 snap. That's what he keeps going. Snap, 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 snap. And I have a feeling he actually probably slapped your hand too, by the way. Remember I said like you're afraid of getting your hand slapped? I actually think he would like, you know, and it would hurt too. I don't know if it was his hand or a piece of wood, but he minded hurting you to get the point across. And it wasn't you, it was just his style. But you actually can tap into great teachings through his lineage. And I have a feeling there are things in your present day reality that reflect that relationship, that just remind you of that. Okay.
Sounds like Sifu, my Qigong master.
Maybe that was him in another lifetime. I don't know. I'll never forget that. Okay. So any other questions before we...
I think I'm okay for now. Thank you.
Okay. Valerie, say your name again one more time, please.
Valerie.
I keep feeling somebody here, but they're not saying anything. It's a man, and I can't figure out. It's like he's here, but he doesn't want to say anything. He's just watching. So I'm like, do you want to say something? And it's almost like someone, like, you know, if someone comes and observes a classroom, like they just stand in the back and they don't say anything, or they look through the window, through the door, you know, like the window in the door. It's like that. And he's just watching you, but he's not ready to speak. He's nice. He's very nice. Valerie, say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, he adores you. He adores you. He adores you. How do I say this, Valerie? When he uses the word adore, there's just so much love behind that word. It's not like, oh, you know, I adore strawberry, chocolate covered strawberries. This adore is like he adores just your presence in a room would be enough. That kind of adore. I'm trying to get him to say something.
Is it my dad?
He adores you. He reminds me of an old teacher I used to have. And I don't know why. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
It's like, God, it's like the best kind of love I can imagine. It's like a combination of like romantic and friendship and soul and I don't even know if it's romantic. It's not like sexual or anything, but it's
but it's passionate, like enthusiastic.
Valerie, say your name one more time, honey.
Valerie.
I'll say it this way. He really gets you. He really gets you, and he really gets you and treasures who you are. I have no idea why he doesn't want to say anything else. I feel like it has something to do with a timing issue. Like, it's just not time. Just not time. But it's good. So for sure you're loved. For sure you're loved and appreciated. Appreciated. Yeah. Okay.
I have one last question, maybe.
Sure.
Is it important to know how you and I are connected? Would that help me?
We like to drive each other's nuts lifetime after lifetime as often as possible. How we're connected. I don't know if I can bring that through, but I'll try.
Okay.
And say your first name, please.
Mitzi.
I don't know. We were colleagues in one lifetime. Colleagues of the heart. Colleagues of the heart. That's all I know. Mitzi, say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Kind of like brethren. So, like, we could have been sisters together in a covenant, like something like that, like colleagues of the heart, something like that. That's all I know. I suspect it's more than one lifetime, but that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And, oh, they're showing me your lungs now. One moment. Hmm. Do some imagery work, bringing love and affection to your bronchial area. And when you rub stuff on it for healing, I don't know if you put medicine or any kind of oils or whatever you do that is helpful, to do it with strokes of love, the love energy. They're saying the frustration energy out, the love energy in. Okay. So bring.
So there's no accident that I have bronchitis right now.
Well, there's never any accident.
Right.
There's never any accident. It's got something. There's some kind of emotional healing that needs to take place. So love. Just bring love to that area. And bring love to your whole energy field, and just imagine, just imagine love coming in. Okay. And I'll send you love too.
Thank you so much.
Indeed, a round of love for all. Yes, it is wonderful, joyous opportunities that are at hand. It is touch and go for a while, we understand, take out the Kleenex. But when all is said and done, you will be lighting up the world. We look forward to our continued gatherings together. Until next time, we surround you with our love and our light and our joy. Allow joy to be your guide. Namaste.